This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This weekend, the 77th annual Bandon Cranberry Festival, and Margaret Pounder is the president and CEO of the Bandon Area Chamber of Commerce. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning from sunny Bandon.
Yeah, and boy, a lot of excitement. I was just looking at your website here. 77 years of the Cranberry Festival, one of the longest running festivals on the Oregon coast. Tell us all about it.
Indeed, we are very proud of that. Well, it's a celebration of our cranberry industry here in the on the southern Oregon coast, basically. And we just do a lot of community events. We invite the communities from around the area to join us to have a lot of cranberry fun.
Well, and definitely a big theme there. In fact, I like your term Crandyland.
It is fun. We always change our theme every year, and this is a great one to decorate for. Pretty much anything goes. It can be children or adults, and we're going to see some great costumes, I think, around town, and everything is decorated in Crandyland theme, so it should be a great and fun event.
So what are some of the things that are happening Saturday and Sunday?
So we start off our day on Saturday at 10 o'clock with our grand parade, and that usually is about an hour and a half long. The community really comes out in force for that. And then we move up to the City Park. It's our second year back at City Park for the festivities, although the entire town of Bandon is in celebration of the Cranberry Festival. So up there we have a community cranberry expo for their equipment. We also have arts and crafts vendors. We have food trucks. We have a cranberry eating contest. We have a car show. We have a benefit cornhole tournament. We have and then a concert in the evening on Saturday night featuring a headliner show with Morgan Alexander out of Nashville. And then on Sunday, we have pretty much the same sort of thing, although we start off our day with a cranberry bicycle ride out around some cranberry bogs, etc. And then we also kind of end the day with a Lions Club cranberry run. But we have all-you-can-eat breakfast out at the VFW. Just a lot of things going on in the town of Cranberry. We actually have a pet parade downtown on Sunday as well.
So, Morgan Alexander, that was pretty awesome to get him to come to your community.
Yes, indeed. We are very fortunate. He is good friends. He was actually from Oregon, so he has roots here, and he has a very good friend in Cartus Audio. They are longtime friends, and so she was able to twist his arm just a little bit and say, "Would you come back?" He's actually been here before, so we're very excited to have him come back with us.
And I see here that you even have something called the Cranberry Coronation today. What's up with that?
We do. Pretty excited. We've got our cranberry court, and someone's going to be crowned queen this evening. Lots of fun stuff there, and we also have a court of, I think it's 32 littles from, I think, about age 5 up to age 12 that are learning how to be royalty. Several of them have kind of come through the ranks on it, and I happened to catch them last night at rehearsal, and oh, my stars, so cute, just darling. And, of course, you know, Crandyland is a perfect theme for kids, so it's something to behold. I think it's going to be a great evening for them.
Now, how long have you been leading the Chamber of Commerce?
Too long, no. I have been working on the Cranberry Festival for years and years as a volunteer, and then I've been in my position that I'm in since 2019.
So how long have you lived in Bandon?
20-plus years.
And tell me, what is what for you, what are the special things about living in Bandon?
Our beaches, number one. I think that they're just world-class, obviously. Our people are amazing. Our town is got so much history here. As you probably all know, we burned down twice, but we came back more resilient every time, and so we're very proud of all of that history. We have a wonderful history museum here as well that tells that story. And just the people. We're just a great small community that loves our area and loves our beaches and loves the outdoors and basically all you can do in the area, fishing and, you know, all that sort of thing.
Do you ever get bored with the beach?
Oh, my goodness, no. It's never the same. it's you. I mean, you, and if you get to our any of our local Facebook pages or our page, you'll see all the faces and all the moods of the ocean. It is spectacular. There's hardly another word for it, but yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that is one thing I definitely miss. I haven't gotten to the Oregon coast in a while, but the last time we were in Maui, I just thoroughly enjoyed that so much. And people have said, oh, you'll get bored with it. And I thought, you know, I don't think so. And no. I think the same would apply in Bandon as well.
No, you never, ever get tired of it. It's always different. I mean, there's absolutely no day that is exactly the same as the last. And that's what you find on the beach, what you explore on the beach, and then the scenery itself is always different. So it's a place of mind.
Seems like there's a lot of cultural events and things going on throughout the year in Bandon.
Absolutely. There's we have our Sprague Theater hosts a lot of national quality, actually, acts. We have our Wash Ashore exhibits, which is art from the sea. They bring garbage out of the ocean and beaches and make art out of it, which is absolutely spectacular. And let me think, you caught me off a little bit on that, but we do have, if you go to bandon.com/events, you can see lots of our, we will host all of our cultural and entertainment on those pages.
So the 77th annual Bandon Cranberry Festival, if somebody's listening in the Umpqua Valley right now and they're starting to think maybe they should go over there this weekend, what would you do to encourage them?
Come. It's going to be an absolutely phenomenal weekend. We have had a couple of weekends in the past where we've gotten rained out, or it's been a little chilly or a little breezy, and I don't think we're going to have any of that this weekend. I'm sitting here, and it's just beautiful out here. So if you want more information, you can go to bandon.com/events or bandon.com/cranberry-festival, and that will link you all the way through to all the events going on this weekend.
All right, Margaret Pounder, President and CEO of the Bandon Chamber of Commerce, the Cranberry Festival this weekend, and thanks for being on with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope to see all of you this weekend.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.